Back at Dragon Meet for 2023, if batteries are low, we will be able to record some interviews this year. Let's open with one of the wonderful shows attending the Podcast Zone this year. Who are you and what's your show?
My name's Amelia and I am on A Rendezvous with Destiny and Deck of Many Aces. Two for the price of one.
All right, so that's two shows. Is there one which is the umbrella for the others, or does that work?
I'm on both. One is a guest, but I produce and edit A Rendezvous with Destiny as well as being on it. So that's my baby. And then Deck of Many Aces is our sister podcast that our friends edit and produce, and I just show up and record for that one.
So is it your first Podcast Zone?
Yeah, this is my first Podcast Zone. I'm really excited. Everyone's very friendly and kind of working all together to help with our booth, so that's really nice.
So how did you end up in the Podcast Zone?
So we're friends with Fiona Howitt, who runs What Am I Rolling and the DM's Book Club.
Nepotism.
Yeah, nepotism. Nepotism is the answer. through just making friends and connecting. I think that's a really nice thing about the TTRPG podcast world, is everyone is so friendly and keen to work together to make new things.
And is it also your first Dragon Meet?
It's my first ever Dragon Meet. Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. A lot of firsts today.
What do you expect?
Well, I'm hoping I can get away from my booth to go see some cool shows. I'm hoping not to spend too much money. I've set a limit, but, you know, who knows if I'll stick to it. And I'm hoping to make lots of new friends.
So I was about to ask you that. Are there some publisher you are looking forward to meet in person and purchase from?
Yeah, I went to MCM in London in October, so we met Soul Muppet there and Rook and Raven, and they were all really lovely. And I'm also hoping to check out some of the cool shows here. We're friends with Backwater Bastards, so exciting to hang out with them because they're never around. And also I'm excited to see Three Black Halflings.
Are there games from Soul Muppet or Roland Rook Decker that you are considering to play on your show?
Well, we just got a lovely flyer for the life-saving magic of inventorying that we're really looking forward to. And A Rendezvous with Destiny plays independent systems. So we're looking to, you know, make some friends with some game publishers. I know that Orbital Blues by Soul Muppet is a game we're really interested in playing as well.
You mentioned shows. Could you tell us what's on today? What people are missing out?
Yes, I just took a picture of all the shows at the Podcast Zone. So we're going to have some wonderful people from the DM's Book Club and What Am I Rolling. We're going to have an Agony Artificers of Faerun, which is like an agony aunt for DM problems and game problems. And I know that there's going to be, my friend Chloe's here. There's going to be a panto, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I know Jordan over there is a part of that. I'm not involved in it, but yeah. It sounds really fun. I think they did it last year, so they're redoing it again. It's become a bit of a Dragon Meet tradition, which is pretty fun.
What are you involved with and who are you?
Yeah, I'm Chloe. I am part of Deck of Many Aces and A Rendezvous with Destiny alongside Am. I do a bunch of different like streaming and podcasts and things, and I also compose and act and sing and do too many things. But Deck of Many Aces is my like baby. I write all of the music for that. It's have you already spoken about it? I won't repeat everything, but it's really, really fun. It's the only actual play podcast made with actual asexuals and aromantics. So it's really nice to kind of have a like a little Venn diagram to kind of fill in a nice little niche. And it's surprising. There's actually way more TTRPG players who are asexual than I ever thought. So it's been really lovely to kind of...
Especially over the years, I've been attending Dragon Meet for a few years now, and since we are all more engaged into being more visible about, you know, what makes each of us unique, it's quite impressive over the years, myself realizing how many people around me, people I love, are non-binary, trans, and all sorts of things that make them unique, really. Are there publishers that you are looking forward to visit today?
Oh yeah, I haven't had a lot of a chance to kind of look at what is like going on elsewhere outside the Podcast Zone, so I'm really excited to kind of go and just have a wander around and see all of the people that's going on. And like, I know I'm excited for the Agony Artificers that you talked about. That sounds really fun. I'm excited to find out what's going on, to be honest. It's still early in the morning, so I'm still figuring it out.
Technically the trade hall is not even open, so you didn't miss anything. Where can people find you when you wish to be found?
Absolutely. We can be found pretty much everywhere on social medias. Deck of Many Aces is at Deck of Many Aces on everything. You can also find our Linktree at Linktree, so linktr.ee/Deck of Many Aces. And a Rendezvous with Destiny, same sort of thing. That's RWD_pod on most socials. And then the same thing for the Linktree on there as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And have a fantastic Dragon Meet.
Thank you very much. You too.
Okay, so the Traders Hall is open, so we don't have a lot of time. And here I'm at the booth of MacGuffin and Company, and I am with...
Johnny Sims.
Congratulations, you were just telling me that you won an award?
Yeah, our little micro-setting collection, Odd Jobs, won Best Adventure at the UK Games Expo last year. So we're hitting that hard this year.
You need to make that a sale argument. You need a bigger logo. You got a A4 stand with saying that you won?
Yeah, like we're thinking of getting something made up, but we're almost at another print run of Odd Jobs. So we're looking to get like a little badge made up for the front cover so that when we get them reprinted, it says it nice and big.
But I see there's a growing number of content on your stand this year. What's new at Dragon Meet or this year?
So this year we've released Upriver Downriver, which is a sort of queer tarot-infused magical river fantasy game. It was written by a dear friend of ours, Ella, and we've done a lot of sort of work turning it from like this amazing sort of game idea into a really beautiful book. We've also got a new zine called From Hell's Heart I Stab at Thee, which is a solo journaling game where you get to play. You're basically Captain Ahab. You are an obsessed sea captain hunting the beast.
So you're really into the maritime type of adventures at the moment.
Yeah, it's a boaty year. I don't know what to say.
It is a boaty year. Shanties are back in force.
Mate, for me, shanties never went away.
Fair enough. The cover, the look of Upriver Downriver is gorgeous. What's the vibe, the artist?
That's Kay Leons, who is an artist we work with a lot. He's just fantastic. And yeah, I think he's done two of the covers we've got on the stall. And in the micro setting collection, Odd Jobs, he's got a bunch of other art for various micro settings in there. He's absolutely fantastic. And I can't rate him highly enough.
People are starting to arrive, so is there something you are desperate to plug that you have not plugged yet?
Well, if you're interested in any of our products, check out MacGuffinandCompany.com and see what we got available.
Thank you very much, and have a lovely Dragon Meet.
You too. Thank you.
Paralyzed with the thoughts receding, current sweeps you with the silent bleeding through the heart to the darkest place.
that you're holding, all the memories you hide, all the frail thoughts that echo in the corners of your mind. They won't even last a moment, they will soon be swept away, when the ocean takes you in its arms and carries you away. You carry all your burdens on the cross around your neck. You take whatever's left that you could salvage from the wreck. And the hard past will follow you like a lost dog on the beach, nipping at your trail till you've drifted out of reach. Yeah. Turn around, there's nothing to see here. Run away, no reason to be here. It's the ghost who never goes away. Turn around and leave us behind now. See the ground as it leads to the sky now. You fight the sea, you're always gonna drown. In the broken line horizon, in the castles made of sand, you tried to hold it in your hands, you tried to understand it. Ocean asks the questions, and it holds the answers too. It dissolves away the lies about the things you thought you knew.
Conventions, opportunities to meet new faces, new encounters, and today I'm talking for the very first time with
Jason Buck, storyteller.
Storyteller, novelist, game designer, content creator, sometimes people like to use, sometimes people don't like to use this term. In what fashion are you a storyteller, would you say?
So I'm a performance storyteller. So my job is actually standing up and telling stories in the ways that you would once have in days of old, but also a bit like a modern stand-up comedian. So I do it for mostly for adults and teens, but I do kids stuff, but most of my stuff is for adults.
So would you embrace or reject the term of bard?
Oh no, absolutely, yeah. When I'm in a place like this here, kind of with role players, I can say I am a professional bard. It's good to be able to say that.
So you're performing today?
Well, today I'm actually giving a seminar. So I'm giving a seminar on immersive storytelling techniques for tabletop role playing games, as that's actually my background. That's where I started to learn my storytelling craft.
So do you aim that for game masters, which is the one common term, of to even designers, how they bring people with lore or systems?
I think it's mostly for games masters, but it's also useful for players, also useful for content or games designers as well. But it's about how you present yourself, how you as a living human person can lift the text off a page, or how you can create the imagination and bring those pictures to life in people's minds.
Fascinating. And tabletop RPG itself, are you a practitioner today? Were you a practitioner before being a storyteller? Or?
Yes, yeah, no, I played my first game of Dungeons & Dragons when I was about 14. I'm very much older than that now. So I've been playing and running games, and kind of being a games master, but being a GM or a DM has kind of naturally evolved into me storytelling, because that's what a GM's craft is, about that storytelling. And I see role-playing games as immersive storytelling experiences that is a collaboration between the games master and all the players.
And I see you were displaying a number of things here on this table. What are all of these?
So these are some of my books. As a storyteller, I sometimes call on or use material that is traditional. So it may be traditional Celtic or Norse material or European or from anywhere around the world. But also I create my own stories. And again, that comes from being a role player. You're creating scenarios and creating adventures. And how I started out as a professional performance storyteller was putting together a collection of stories. That was actually for a LARP character. And then those stories and a big FizzRep prop book that I used for that character then became my first collection of stories called Stories from the Woods and Wild Places. But now I have quite a collection of stories from the shows that I've done over the years.
And nowadays, are you still quite centered around Dungeons and Dragons, or have you tried other systems, settings, or, you know, even philosophies of gaming which might be slightly different?
I think at the moment, because I've moved around the country a lot in the last couple of years, I've kind of slimmed right down back to D&D. But over the years, I've played high fantasy and low fantasy, horror, near future, and science fiction games, and kind of quite a widespread, and all the other kind of card games and things that often kind of are related to those things.
So are there things that you'd be keen or do you consider writing for?
I would absolutely consider writing for. Yeah, I've written games, written lots of my own games over the years, and I still do GM my own work, but I'm always open to collaborative ideas. Absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant. Where can people find you when you wish to be found?
If you just Google Jason Buck, that's B-U-C-K, Jason Buck Storyteller, and you'll find my website or my Facebook, which is where I do most stuff, and little bits of Instagram, most of the socials.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you a good seminar this afternoon.
And you too. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
You hear about interesting projects at a table, and what's your project and who are you?
So my name's Lucy. I work for Westminster Libraries, Westminster City Council basically, and we are starting a games project in the libraries. It's in partnership with Kensington Libraries as well. It's a by-borough, so the Royal Borough of Kensington Chelsea as well, to give them their proper title, which I must. So there's a few strands to this project. We are lending tabletop games for free to library members. That's based in Pimlico and Kensington Central Library. So anyone aged 11 plus, if they are a library member, they can borrow from a selection of board games. And by the end of probably March, we hope to have about 150 board games in those collections. We've got about 60 in each at the moment. So that's part of it. And the other thing that we are really keen to do is use tabletop board games and RPGs and Warhammer and all of it as a way of engaging with young people and developing skills like literacy, collaboration, creativity. And we're working in partnership with schools, with youth groups to try and do that. So it's a case of watch this space next year. We'll be hopefully rolling a few regular groups out, a few of the libraries. If anyone listening fancies facilitating any kind of RPG with young people, then do get in touch. But that is our project.
Have you visited the Indie Games on the Hours upstairs? Because Eunice Hung there would be, I believe, a good contact for to help you.
I have not, but I will go up. So it's on the hour, so I guess the next one is at 5?
I would think so. I mean, I just got out. You say you started, how long ago did you start?
We started planning in the summer, late summer, and we rolled the games out early November, our launch events and the launch of the lending collections. And they've been really successful. Of the 70 games that we've got, about 55 of them have gone out so far, which for a library collection is proportionately very, very high. So it's been great. So we've only been rolling a few months, and we want to expand next year.
So there might be nearby, actually quite close, people who do design games, or people with a, what we call a library of shame. Are you interested in donations of some kind?
Yes.
Yes. So, and the best way to do that is via...
Oh, that's a really good question, because how much of my contact details do I want to... So my name's Lucy. I work at Queen's Park Library. The best way of getting in touch is via the library address, which is queensparklibrary@westminster.gov.uk. Westminster Libraries have a website. You can go on there and find contact details, but you could contact Queen's Park Library specifically to speak to me.
Great. I will include a link in the description of the episode. Did you see a game today that, you know, it was a discovery and you're like, ooh, I'd really like it to become popular at our library?
Yeah, there are two things to this. There's the games that I really like. I like quite bleak, sort of vicious horror stuff. I recognise that that isn't really appropriate. So... Hang on, what's this game called? So I've been trying to find things for young people, and I have dug up No Thank You Evil, which is specifically... Have you played that one?
No, but I know it, and I know the designers.
Oh my God, it's James Wallace!
It's James Wallace. Yeah, it's I believe it's Monty Cook's game specifically aimed at younger people. It's a simpler, easily taught rule set. Really smart piece of design.
I actually bought the... I got the game secondhand a while ago, and... I found out today they had a kind of game master book. I'm a guide, and since I struggle reading the rules, I'm terrible at reading rules. So even that one I struggle. I told in there there might be advice for me to run my first game with my son, and apparently the guide is written for 5 years old. So yeah, exciting. Well, and it was your first Dragon Meet.
Yeah, it's my first one. Yeah, it's been lovely.
Hopefully it was not your last Dragon.
I don't think it is, no. And it's just really nice to have sort of work and social interest kind of intersect. So it's a very good working day for me, yeah.
Thanks and for this interview, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you.
Next favorite thing I love to do at convention is meeting in person people I interacted with online, and you are?
Hi, I'm Pan. You can usually catch me online instead of on call, but you've probably heard me doing a lot of stuff with Horde of Tales, Cosmopunk, Cybertopia, Emergency Power Podcast, and more, all on there. I'm I guess I'm an APer, I suppose.
I guess, yeah. It looks like it from the outside.
I feel like I'm cheating all the time. I feel like I snuck in somehow.
Don't listen to that imposter syndrome, otherwise it would get you.
Well, if I sneak in, I can steal all the dice, so that's my main thing. But no, I do a bunch of stuff. I just had a really good time here today. I went to the POC meetup that Jeremy from Throughback Halflings organized.
Okay.
Fantastic time. Just really nice to see like a good group of people, people of color, just all like supporting each other and stuff like that. And we were there for a couple of hours. It really flew, but it was just lovely to see. And then we've just been having a great time wandering around here and hitting up the sales floor. And I have spent too much money. But, you know, it's for a good cause, and I'm not going to be back for another year, so it's all good.
Any interesting buy to recommend?
Sure. I mean, I got a bunch of minis, which I will definitely, definitely paint, and no one was going to argue me about that.
Yeah, right.
I also got a couple of like really nice zines. I love zines. So I grabbed a bunch of zines, some playmats and things. Couldn't find any dice that I was really like calling to me, but you know, we'll see. I got lots of cards for it. Yeah, I like to put money back in. One of the things I love about the community is so much of it is by us, for us. You know, like the dice makers are fans, the writers are fans, everyone's in there, and it's not a case like, it's not like being like a fan of like Marvel or something. You're a fan of other people's work, and you want to, you know, pull in with that. So I love that stuff.
There's a lot of good energy, and you're right. It's everybody here is involved some fashion. There's no, oh, you're a consumer, and we are producers. It's everyone is in the vibe.
Everyone's both. Everyone's like consumers and producers, and having a good time. And it's a lovely vibe. I just met a bunch of people from different shows. I met some folks from from Backwater Bastards and Modified Role, Danger Club, Penance, and more. And it was so nice, like just saying, "Oh, hey, I'm Pan from this and the other." And they go, "Oh yeah, Pan, I've seen your stuff, or I saw you online." And I'm like, "That's wild. That's wild to see and hear." But it's a great feeling. I love coming down to these things as well. If you're at home and listening now, and you haven't been to Dragon Meet or even any kind of con, just do it. Just get out there and do it. Just, you know, jump in both feet. It's a great time. And it makes you feel great about the hobby as well. You know, so I say, yeah, good time. Dragon Meet, okay.
So next year, hopefully, you'll be in the podcast zone as well. What's going to be your big plug there? What type of content you produce?
Well, by next year, if I can stay still long enough and sit still long enough to do this, I'll probably be plugging definitely Cosmopunk. With some secrets that are coming along the way, some surprises, and another project which I'm not allowed to talk about yet, I think, because she'll beat me up. So another project as well there, but mainly I'll be pushing for Cosmopunk. Emergency Power guys, love them. They're all in the States, so they're doing their thing over there as well, but I'm part of them as well. But yeah, definitely looking forward to coming back here, being part of the podcast zone, and yeah, putting more podcasts about, putting more Starfinder stuff out there. Not enough Starfinder here today. Get more Starfinder.
Well, I think it's perfect for closing the day. Do we have one final word? And where can people find you when you wish to be found?
Sure. Okay. Well, you can find me in most places, most socials at Stella Encore. That's Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, Encore, E-N-C-O-R-E. My last words are have fun. Like, don't ever think... For years, I thought that D&D and tabletop gaming and all that stuff was like just like math and nerdery, which it is, but it's fun math and nerdery. And the people are fun. If you're even vaguely thinking about it and you're not sure, just jump in, both feet. This is a great hobby, these are great people, and I can't recommend it enough.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
This episode included All DAs by Mr. Smith, Fight the Sea by Josh Woodward, Storyteller by Jezzer, A Garden and a Library by Julie Cuddy, and of course our theme song, Sota of Rango by Bondedo Roll. There was a lot of music without lyrics, more soundtrack type of things. You can find everything, all of that, on the freemusicarchive.org as usual. Yeah, it seems like, I don't know, are musicians getting stricter with what they're allowed to do with the music on that platform, or are there less musicians there? But yeah, I really struggled this time to find songs with lyrics and so on with the appropriate Creative Commons license to use. So yeah, we'll see how it turns out in the future. I know it's controversial. Some people do love the music between the interview bit, others don't like it as much. Feel free to reach out to me and post about that on Blue Sky to let me know about your opinion. So that's another Dragon Meet in the box 2023. I wish I'd released this episode a bit earlier, sorry for that. We're already busy working on the upcoming UK Games Expo at the end of March. No, the end of May. The end of May. First weekend of June. Progressing on Paris Gondo. The Kickstarter should take place now in June for very good reasons, which I won't explain here, but if you love Paris Gondo, you will love what we're doing with it. Yeah, go on Kickstarter. There's already a Paris Gondo page where you can hit notify me on launch. You can find pictures also. I posted a picture today on Instagram of the prototype that I run a playtest for at Dragon Meet. In parallel, I'm working on the other game, Rosewood Abbey, a carved from Bridgerwood game, so based on Bridgerwood Bay, but inspired by the name of the rose. So you play monastic mysteries. And the goal with that is to have it in print, have a version in print by the time of UK Games Expo, so I can sell it there as part of the UK Indie League. And
I'm very, very happy that the editor for Paris Gondo, Chris S. Sims, we signed a contract, and Chris is busy working on Rosewood Abbey now, so I cannot wait to see how the project progresses. Beyond that, maybe not next month, but the next episode, I should continue to go through the backlog of interviews I recorded a year or two ago. Again, sorry for the delay. I think I'm going to go and edit an interview with Sam Bui, who recently, well, not as recently now, but yeah, moved to London from far away. And you'll find out more about that and the excellent game Sam produces, such as Horse Girl, that you can find at Leyline Press. That's it. See you next time, and in the meantime, have good games.
Olé, 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 solta o frango e vem com a gente.
Nós é tipo bem Jesus, todo mundo a gente ama. Ainda mais se for gatinha, rola até levar pra cama. A gente topa tudo, sapatão e bigodudo. Na hora do piriri, cai em mim outra travesti.
Vai, batuque!
Olé, 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 solta o frango e vem com a gente. Olé, 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 solta o frango e vem com a gente.
Surrender or pay the consequences.